This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Allison Metcalf is with Tourism Ireland. She is based in New York City. It's a pleasure to welcome Allison Metcalf to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Allison.
Hi, John. Delighted to be here.
Well, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. Tell me why you love Ireland.
Well, obviously, I'm biased. I
family
there. Why do I love Ireland? I think really the question is, why do an increasing number of Americans love Ireland? And I think it is the history, the heritage, the outstanding natural beauty and scenery. But I think also it is about the people. There are many destinations around the world that can talk to history and heritage and scenery. But in Ireland, I think we have something very special. It's a destination that is extremely welcoming to Americans. I think Americans feel very much at home. Many Americans have shared heritage with Ireland. But I think it's a destination that really allows visitors to make those personal connections, to connect with the locals, to connect with people. And it's a destination that you can very easily get off the beaten track, very easily get a real sense of experiencing unique and local experiences. So it's a destination that we feel is very accessible and very special to Americans.
It's a golf show, and we're going to talk about golf, but you bring up an interesting point. Do a lot of us go over there to search ancestry?
Yes, I think a lot of people do go to search ancestry, and I think a lot of people travel all around Europe to search their ancestry. There's about 35 million Americans claim Irish heritage. But Ireland is a destination not just for people with Irish heritage. It's a destination for anybody interested in, you know, history, heritage, and culture. Obviously, we have our own unique culture, and I think people are often surprised when you say we have attractions and heritage sites that are older than the pyramids. If we look at Newgrange, I mean, they are Neolithic tombs. I mean, they are older than the pyramids. So again, anybody interested in history, heritage, scenery, and having fun. After all, vacations are about having fun, and Ireland is famous for its literature, for its poetry, for its great theater, and of course its great music.
It's a golf show, so I'm going to bring up some golf questions. Considering the weather, When's the best time, if you want to play golf, when's the best time to think about going to Ireland?
I think any time. I mean, we play golf in Ireland year-round, but I think if you're visiting, any time from April through October are fantastically good times to visit. As we say in Ireland, you can get all four seasons in one day, and the weather in September can just be as good as the weather in April. I particularly like the sort of the early spring, May, June, because the days are particularly long. I mean, you can go out and play certainly easily 36 holes. You can go out at 6 o'clock and play 18 holes because it doesn't get dark until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. So it's a temperate climate, and because most Americans are traveling to Ireland to play the links courses, they're on the coast, they're, you know, sand-based, they drain well. April to October, but of course you can play golf year-round.
Is it, you mentioned the links courses, is it tough to get on the links courses? How does one begin? This may not be the best venue for this, but how does one begin to set something like that up?
You know, you can certainly start by, you know, doing your research, and a good starting point is to go to ireland.com, which is Tourism Ireland's destination website, and it's a totally impartial site. It's a great one-stop travel shop, and you can research the courses and go online. And then I think you have an option. You can look to book through a golf tour operator. You can look to book directly. You can book online. I think everybody, you know, has their own way of booking travel. It depends upon what the grouping is. But Ireland is home to, you know, one third of the world's links courses, and it's obviously some of the trophy name courses that people generally want to sort of at least include within some of their itineraries. So we would suggest, you know, book as far as you can in advance. And there are advantages to using a golf tour operator or to using, some of the regional golf consortia, like Southwest Island Golf or North and West Coast Golf Links. And again, these are all linked from Ireland.com. They can book the tee times for you. Particularly if you're, a must play for you is Royal County Down, which is now ranked number one in the world, or you're looking at Royal Portrush, which is going to host the Open Championship in 2019, or Ballybunion, the Hinch. I mean, if you want some of those signature links courses, certainly book those in advance.
We're talking with Alison Medcalf from Tourism Ireland. I don't want you to play favorites. I'm just kind of curious here, Alice. Lodging, do you prefer the B&Bs, the larger hotels and the larger metropolitan areas? What do you like there?
I like them all. I think it depends upon the kind of trip that you're planning. And I think what Ireland offers is a great variety. So often it's a good opportunity to mix and match. So depending upon when you're planning your golf vacation, there are sort of three or four distinct golfing regions. And it's very easy to book, to base yourself in one particular area and go out each day and do different, play different courses. So I personally like, some of the smaller hotels, mm-hmm. some of the country inns, but there are also the larger hotels that you can stay in as well. So whether you base yourself in, Killarney, for example, there's a tremendous variety of properties there. Modern, historic, boutique, B&Bs, everything. Same thing if you're going further up to the northwest as you experience in sort of like Enniscrone, Sligo, up to, to Donegal. Tremendous links courses there, a little bit more off the beaten track, and then you can come around the top to the Causeway Coastal Route, where you'll see courses like Port Stewart, which will host the Irish Open next year, Portrush, Royal Portrush, and then you can come down the coast and go down into County Down. So again, there's a variety of accommodation, and it really just depends upon what you as a golfer prefer, who you're traveling with, and of course your budget.
Yeah, who you're traveling with. Sometimes it's a buddy's trip, but many times it's three, four couples. Lots of things for couples to do.
Absolutely, and I think it's interesting when you travel as couples, very often the accommodation options and the culinary options become more of a consideration when you're going with the girls, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So again, Ireland offers a great variety of options. We have some wonderful castle properties, manor house properties, wonderful spas. So, you could be basing yourself at Dromoland Castle or Ashford Castle, or you're down at the Slieve Donna, down next to Royal County Down. So there's lots of opportunities to do other things other than golf. So again, if you're on a couple's trip, generally speaking, you're all playing golf, but sometimes if you have non-golfers or guys or girls that don't want to golf every single day, there's lots of other options around spas, sightseeing, culinary tours, taking a hiking tour, a biking tour. I mean, there's lots of other outdoor activities that can also be undertaken beyond just the sightseeing. And nowhere is very far in Ireland. And what you'll find is that the hospitality in wherever you're staying, whether it's in a bed and breakfast, a guest house, a country inn, a five-star manor house, or castle hotel, they will organize things for you. I mean, it's a very sort of small communities, generally speaking, and everybody knows everybody, and they'll just make sure that you get the experience that you want.
You know, Alison, I noticed on the website a bit of an emphasis on foodies.
Yes.
And is food now becoming something that's attracting visitors? I'll put my hand in the air. I don't know that I thought about that with Ireland.
Well, I think it is. I think food, food is very important to all of us when we travel to a destination. You're absolutely right. I think when people traditionally have thought about Ireland, they haven't necessarily, food has not sort of jumped to the top of their list. But Ireland really has become a great foodie destination over many years, over several years. There's been a culinary revolution really taking place all around the island of Ireland. Chefs who've been coming out to marketplace to share what they're doing back in Ireland. There's been a, um, if you look look at the whole farm to fork approach, mm-hmm. if you just look at the organic food scene, if you think about Ireland, it's an island, it's surrounded by water, it's mainly agricultural, and I often say to people, I mean, you've got great ingredients. So if you have good ingredients, I mean, you can, whatever you do, I mean, you really can't do anything wrong. Good ingredients, cook them simply. And the one thing that we find from visitors, and we survey visitors before they go to Ireland or when they come back, they think the food will be okay. When they come back and they've actually experienced it, they're blown away by the food experience. I mean, it's fresh, it's simple, it's organic. And it's, you know, whether you're eating in a pub, a bed and breakfast, or a five-star restaurant. And again, we've got our fair share of Michelin-star restaurants throughout the island of Ireland, and there's food trails, artisanal markets. You can plan your trips based on food. And anybody that's interested in doing that, just check out goodfoodireland.com. I mean, that is a group of food producers who now are in the tourism business. And if you're a golfer and food is particularly important to you, they can plan a golf trip, which has a particular emphasis on food. So you stay in the right places and they plan your lunch and dinner stops. So very important, and it's certainly food is definitely high on the agenda for tourism in Ireland.
I've wanted to do this for a long time, Alison. Thank you for taking the time to do this, and let's do this again.
Okay, my pleasure, John. Thank you very much.